This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a rock and roll singer with classical roots. First, cleanse your palate for a story about California wine. California's full-bodied wine reputation rests in part on the backs of Mexican migrant farm workers. They tended the vines for decades. Now many of their children who grew up in the vineyards are finding their own place in the industry as winemakers. As Andrea Kissick reports, these Mexican-American wine producers are also able to tap an emerging market, Latino wine drinkers.
Looking over her field of Chardonnay vines in southern Napa, Amelia Ceja can remember her first harvest in California.
The first time I picked grapes, it was Merlot, very succulent. And that is where I met Pedro and Armando. And we knew that we were going to have a vineyard someday.
Amelia Ceja is president of Ceja Vineyards, a small family-run winery located in the heart of the Caneros Wine District at the edge of southern Sonoma and Napa counties. The story of how this Mexican-American family went from picking grapes to making award-winning wines is the stuff novels are made of. Amelia Ceja left her village in the state of Jalisco when she was 12 to join her parents in Napa. In those hot, dusty vineyards, she met her husband-to-be, Pedro Ceja. His father had arrived in Napa through the Bracero Migrant Worker Program. As Amelia Ceja recalls, they spent long hours picking grapes.
Oh, no, it's back-breaking work. Think about picking a ton of grapes, bins that weigh typically 40 pounds, and you do it all day. It's pretty hard work.
But the work paid off, and the family sent their children to college. Now, a generation later, the Cejas own more than 100 acres of vineyards. Even with their success, they retain a deep appreciation for the work that goes on in the fields. It's the Mexican farm workers who train and prune the young vines and pick the grapes in the fall.
It is highly skilled labor. The true artisans in our industry are the farm workers. Without the farm workers, there will not be a fabulous wine industry in California.
The Cejas recently took their handcrafted wines to San Jose to pour for the 50th anniversary of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Dozens of Mexican-American business owners tasted the Cejas Pinot Noirs, Chardonnays, and Cabernets.
Este es nuestro vino Cabernet del Valle de Napa y es de la cosecha del vintage 2000. Ese es un vino el cual es suave. Delicioso.
I grew up as a migrant farm worker child, and we grew up in immigrant tenements, and you know, I worked really hard. That was part of the ethic that my parents instilled in us, and I went to Stanford and studied biology there.
Violeta Barroso is a Hispanic chamber member and founder of Marisol Vineyards in the Central Valley town of King City. Her winery is one of 18 now owned by Mexican Americans in California. Among the first in her family to receive a college education, Barroso took what she learned back into the wine industry. She specializes in high-quality, low-cost wines that pair well with Latin foods.
Being in the wine industry, I would bring bottles of wine home, and my parents were, you know, very complimentary, but not that enthusiastic. So that gave us the idea that there was a need for a tailored style of wine for the types of food that we ate.
Recent surveys show Latinos' taste for wine is growing, but the industry has struggled with how to market to Latinos. Now, these small Mexican-American-owned wineries, like the Cejas, are stepping into that marketing challenge and are learning how to cater to this growing demographic.
There are 35 million Hispanics in this country. It's like a country within a country, of which, what is it, 3.5 million have a household income of over $100,000. Do I want to invite them to our table? Oh, you betcha.
Mi casa es su casa is the motto at Amelia Ceja's relaxed tasting room in Napa.
This is our Ceja 2002 single vineyard Carneros Chardonnay.
Wines are poured with passionate descriptions of what went into making them. And next to the tasting room is a long farm table where she hosts home-cooked Mexican meals to show off her Ceja wines. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Kissick.